With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get back to Chiefs training camp as tomorrow the Chiefs put on the pads up in St. Joe. But we're very happy to be joined by our next guest. He is the Hall of Fame broadcast voice for your Kansas City Royals after a interesting trade deadline for the boys in blue. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Hey, Denny.
Hey, Carrington.
So the big trade was Danny Duffy has been sent from the Kansas City Royals to the Los Angeles Dodgers. When you think back to Duffy's time here in Kansas City, what stands out to you the most?
Well, number one, what a great teammate he is to everybody that played with him. A leader, in a sense, of the pitchers, and always somebody that you could go to as a pitcher for advice or whatever you needed, and he was always there to help. Good stuff. He had some problems staying healthy. That's not unusual for pitchers in this day and age, so you can't discount him for that. But he's going to a team that he rooted for as a kid, so that had to make it a little bit easier. I know it was very tough on him. He always said that he wanted to be a Royal his entire career. Not many players are with one team exclusively throughout their entire major league career, so he is certainly not the exception. And I think he'll do well if he stays healthy. He's going to help that team. They're a contending team. That has to excite him. But I know that leaving the Royals was hurtful. He was with the Royals throughout his entire career. And so it's tough. It's always tough. Players will tell you when they're moved, the first time is always the hardest. And I'm sure he's going through that right now.
Denny, am I often thinking that there was a ceiling with Duffy here in Kansas City that he never reached? Like, we saw certain spurts and pockets of it back in 2016. I thought Duffy had a chance to be one of the better left-handed starters in Major League Baseball. Some of it was injury, some of it was off the field, but I always felt like there was another level that Duffy had that he was never fully able to tap into here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think he probably would agree with that. But what were his expectations? And you mentioned the injuries, and I think that probably hampered him more than anything in that regard. If he'd have remained healthy for the better part of his career here, I'm sure the numbers would have been much better. And it's just very, very difficult. You can't pitch when you're hurt. And if you try it, well, you're going to get lit up by the opponent. Doesn't work, and I think Duffy would say, yeah, I wish my numbers had been better, but there were extenuating circumstances.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Speaking of a player in which we always thought there was another ceiling, Jorge Soler was also moved to the Atlanta Braves. I jokingly said on the show that whenever the Royals need to unload a player, they always know that the Braves are there to accept that player. The fact that they were able to get out of the rest of the season with Jorge Soler, I know we started hitting better the last 6 weeks, but it has just been a disaster these last 2 years with Jorge Soler.
Yeah, he was an anomaly, I'll put it that way. If he didn't hit a home run, he didn't help you win a game in a lot of other ways. Let's dissect that for a minute. Did he hit for a high average? No. Did he hit for power? Once in a while, yes. Was he a good runner? No. Was he a good defender? No. Was he a good base runner? No. Was he fast? No. there's a lot of no's I'm just throwing at you right there. So the point is, he's a very one-dimensional player. And if he isn't going to hit 240, 250 with the home runs, then he's a detriment, in my opinion. Was he a great pinch hitter coming off the bench? No. The Braves, National League, well, they probably will next year, but I was going to say they don't have the DH, and that's the best you can do because he doesn't defend that well. So the Braves are not going to get a designated hitter, and the best they can do is stick him out in the outfield and hope for the best. But, yeah, the power, a lot of times that mesmerizes people. You say, oh, boy, you can do that all the time. Well, nobody can really do that all the time, and we certainly have seen the minuses for Soler. I think the guys enjoyed him in the clubhouse. I think he was kind of a quiet guy, but not a bad teammate. But, I don't think it's going to hurt the Royals that much because, as I said, the elements of helping a team with regard to how you play are just really not there.
So earlier today, Dayton Moore went on our morning show, Fesco in the Morning, and we led the show with it. I want to ask you two questions that Dayton Moore was answered, understanding that you're not the general manager of the team, so ultimately it's not your responsibility to answer these questions, but just you following this team, being the Hall of Fame voice. One question that I thought was interesting, and it's been frustrating for me because I came into this season thinking, I know they're not going to make the playoffs this year, but I thought this was going to be a big step in the right direction. This team was going to win 77, 78 games. We were all going to feel very optimistic, and it was going to be trending in the right direction. I don't think that's what's happened for the season, that I do think it's going to be difficult for Dayton Moore in this front office to kind of sell people on 2022, given how off the mark it appears this 2021 season is going to be.
Yeah, and if you look at the stark numbers as far as wins and losses and where they are in the standings, I can understand that thinking and that sentiment. Is the team better now than it was last year? Are they harder to beat now than they were last year? I'm going to say yes to that. So I'll go back to two or three years before the Royals made the playoffs and ultimately two straight World Series appearances. You could see 3 years before they got to the playoffs, they were not going to roll over and play dead. They were going to be hard to beat. I mean, road or home, the Royals were going to battle you the entire time, and they were harder to beat. They didn't hand games to the opponent. That's the first clue that the team is coming together and is going to be a viable contender. Now, there's one more component to go into that. The young players have to keep getting better and better and better month to month and year to year. And if they do that, all of a sudden you've got a viable contender. So I can understand why people are disappointed in the one-loss record, and I'm sure everybody connected with the Royals are too. But you have to evaluate, are they better to the eyeballs? I mean, are they harder to beat? And I'm going to say yes, they're harder to beat this year than they were last year. And that's a big step in the right direction, but there are bigger steps yet to go.
One of the reasons why this team hasn't lived up to the expectations that many people, myself included, placed on them at the very beginning of the season are injuries. Hunter Dozier hasn't really been healthy for most of the season. We talked about Jorge Soler and his disappointment this year as him being the 3-4-5 hitter in this team and not being able to help carry this offense. Another big reason is they basically haven't had Adalberto Mondesi this year. I know he played in 7 games, but we're at August 2nd, and he's only played 7 games this season. Dayton was asked earlier today, can you move forward with him as an everyday player? I think the answer is fairly obvious, no, but it leads the very obvious question, well, what's next? This is a guy that you placed a lot of expectations on, a lot of resources, a lot of time. If you can't count on Mondesi to be an everyday player, what recourse do the Royals have?
Yeah, and we must say here that Nicky Lopez has done a fantastic job at shortstop, and boy, you talk about a player improving offensively. Just look no further than Nicky Lopez. But Mondesi has so much talent, and that's why he's such a key, that he can't help you if he's not in the lineup. And he's never proven that he can stay injury-free. If he all of a sudden can, that changes the dynamics of the entire team. It changes your entire batting order. He can win the game for you on the bases, at the plate, with power, with a clutch hit, with his glove, stealing a base, you name it. He can do things that will help you win a game, game to game. So you take him out of the equation, you're gonna struggle as a team. And as, again, I go back to Nicky Lopez, who has done the job at shortstop offensively and defensively. I thought Nicky was a second baseman, basically. He has shown me that he has a shortstop's arm. I wasn't expecting that part of it. But getting back to Mondesi, if he can play 150 games, your team is going to be so much better. And probably he's going to be the difference between, let's say 10 to 20 games that he could win for you that you otherwise wouldn't win. That's a huge jump. That's huge. 10 to 20 games in 162 puts you in contention, probably, depending on the other teams in your division. But, yeah, I understand why Dayton said that, and nobody can disagree with it. It's frustrating for everybody, Royals front office, and certainly for Mondesi himself.
Last question here, Denny. We always appreciate your time. What are you looking for? The last two final months of the season, we've moved past the trade deadline. This team's not making the playoffs. They're not going to finish above 500. What are you watching for the final 2 months of the season?
How good are the young pitchers going to be on the 1st of October versus the 1st of August? If they are better than they were on August the 1st or than they have been throughout the first 4 months of the season, we are going in the right direction. If they are no better or maybe even back up a little bit, a couple of them, then we're still spinning our wheels. But if they're better, why look for better things and more experience next year, better feeling going into the off season. Like I said, then you're on your way.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. Denny, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk baseball with you. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
You too, Carrington.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.